views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this magical evening.
A magical evening indeed. And ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to call in, because this show is all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims, ambitions, and aspirations. Call in this evening. I'll give you the number now. Write it down. It's 1-800-930-2819. And you can speak direct to either myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, tell us a little bit about how people can get hold of the amazing Countess.
People can find me at CountessStarella.com or the wonderful world of Oranum, O-R-A-N-U-M, where I spend most of my days and nights.
Days and nights on Oranum. That's that wonderful website. People go and they can see your chat room, and there you've got your hooly-hooly feathers, and you've got your skirt, and you've got all the rest of it. Tell me I'm right, yeah?
Oh, baby, we are tearing this thing up. Look out, Lady Gaga. Starella is on the prowl.
Right, well, Starella, I'm sure that you will be. And I'm on Oranum too. I'm on Oranum as John G, Psychic John G. But I also have an amazing website, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to go and look at that. It's psychicworld.net. There's about 100,000 words on there that I've written in my blog. I write a column every month for a newspaper in the United Kingdom, where I have had the honour of being the feature editor for 22 years, believe it or not.
Wow!
It's a career, isn't it, that?
Brill.
It's 22 years as the feature editor, yeah?
John, that's Marvy.
And, of course, I write over 1,000 words a month, so if people go onto my website, psychicworld.net, you can read all my columns, probably for the last 5 years or so, and it's some of them really interesting stuff. I'd spend a lot of time writing that. So do have a look, ladies and gentlemen, psychicworld.net, and have a look in my blog. There's loads of stuff on there, pictures, photographs of elemental beings, because that's another one of my specialities. But this evening we've got a speciality topic, and we're talking about superstitions. Now, I mean, people have many superstitions. I mean, don't walk underneath a ladder. It's supposed to be bad luck. I suppose it would be if there's a bloke up there with a paint pot.
Yeah, that did happen to me once.
Did it?
But you know what my favorite part of it was? Some of it got on my fingernails and it lasted about 3 months. I thought, I need to turn this into a nail polish. This is great.
So you were wearing emulsion paint on your nails.
This was good enough for America's Funniest Home Videos. It was a riot.
Right. Okay. Well, I must say, I avoid walking under ladders, not specifically because I'm worried about getting paint on, but I absolutely believe that there is something about superstitions. One of my beliefs is that spiders are lucky.
Now, a lot of people have heard.
A lot of people do not like spiders and lob them out, kill them, squash them. Please don't do that. If you would thrive, let the spider be alive. I'll tell you a little story. It's probably going back 15, 16 years. I'd had a run of bad luck, and all of a sudden, a spider dropped on my hand. Just out of the blue, it just dropped on my right hand. And the following day, I received a telephone call from publishers in London saying that they were going to publish my book.
Whoa!
Now, I hadn't had a spider drop on my hand for a long time, but it's a sign of money coming. If a spider drops onto your hand, I've always had spiders around. My wife will say sometimes, "You seen that spider hanging from your hair?" quite how they find me, I do not know. But I never kill spiders if they're in the bath or whatever. You know, I always take them and put them outside. And a very strange thing, if I'm having a party at the house, and we have house parties now and again, perfectly civilized affairs, of course, yeah. And guaranteed somebody will come and say, "Have you seen the size of that spider on the wall in your lounge?" Yeah, a big spider comes out. Well, yeah, we call it Boris. No, what about you? Do you have any particular superstitious beliefs?
Oh, yes, quite a number. Connected to the full moon. Be careful who you contact on the full moon. They may come around and haunt you. Or the usual ones of the black cats and the salt over the shoulder. And careful about certain floors in hotels. Don't go on the 13th floor.
The 13th floor. Well, some hotels do not have a 13th floor.
I know. It's interesting that they know that people are afraid of it.
I can't say I'm particularly afraid of the number 13. There is a term for that, isn't there? But anyway, people, if you've got any superstitions you want to discuss this evening, the right number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And we'd be delighted to hear your call. We have a number of callers lined up. And if you're listening, please, we will get through in the second half. First of all, we're going to have a song. And this is a song that I wrote nearly 25 years ago for an amazing American singer called PJ Proby. In fact, I was communicating with one of his colleagues, a guy called Steve Rowland, who people may remember was a big film star in the 60s, and Steve produced a number of Probys, PJ Proby's records, and this is a song I wrote to tell the story of his life. It's called Stage of Fools.
Some friends tell me I'm still the same. World keeps turning. Was I to blame? I took all the chances, broke all the rules. Then I always win. I took the risks.
this world of schemes. Well, never a winner. World keeps turning and won't lie to blame. Took all the chances, broke all the rules, then I failed on this stage of fools. I fought the fight, I couldn't win. Dreamed all the dreams and tried again. I played my part, it broke my heart. Then the curtain falls on this stage of fools. This stage.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. We've got a series of people waiting to speak to us, and please be patient. We've got quite a queue this evening, but we will get through. Can I please speak to Dawn?
Hi, Dawn.
Hello, Dawn. You're sounding well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don, you're calling from New York this evening, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but let me tell you, the first thing that comes to my mind is that there's a change of residence. A change of residence, a change of location. I don't think you're going a million miles away from New York, but I don't think you're going to be in the same property. I feel that you're going to find a nice house. And have you been looking, Dawn?
Yes, I have. My house is up for sale now.
Well, that's what I feel is going to happen. And I don't feel you're so far away from actually finding a buyer. Now, I'm 2,000 miles away in England, or maybe more than that. But I feel that the house prices in New York are starting to pick up again. Am I right with that, Dawn?
Yeah, slowly, yeah.
Yeah, it's recovering slowly. And it will happen. But the big, you've got a question for us this evening, and that concerns a gentleman. I know that it does. And you're very concerned about this man who has, whilst I know that he has affection and love for you, he's a man that never says it. Tell me I'm right.
You're right about that.
It's sad, really, because he does feel it. And what he's doing is holding himself back. I feel that he's got a situation. This man is not yet free. He is not yet, and he is in a relationship, but that relationship is stagnated. It's stopped, and he is terminating that. Do you know if he's issued proceedings for divorce?
I don't know. He doesn't tell me anything. I don't know. I want to know, but I don't want to ask too much.
I think it's best not really to put him on the spot, but what I feel is he is issuing proceedings for divorce, and he will get there. It will be later this year. It doesn't take that long. I think it's irretrievable breakdown. I don't think there's anything specifically untoward happened in his relationship, other than it's just ceased to be a relationship. Does that make sense to you, Dawn?
Yes, it does, but I just don't know what, if I'm supposed to hold on or what I'm supposed to do anymore after all this time. I don't know what if I'm wasting my time or what I'm doing anymore.
I can see that he isn't making his position clear. And if you asked him to make his position clear, he wouldn't be able to because he isn't free yet. But I feel that he will be free round about September time. I do feel that he's issuing proceedings to dissolve his marriage, to divorce. And I personally feel that he's going to escape from that and he is going to be able to make a commitment. Would you just have a quick word with my friend, the amazing Countess?
Hello, Dawn, dear. As you know, we're always saying a prayer for a miracle here, but it's very, very challenging, and it is rather common these days for someone to be waiting for a good person, but becoming very frustrated over the lack of clarity. And those are the times where you have to ask yourself how much you're willing to sacrifice, how long you're truly willing to wait for someone, but never putting your joyfulness in the moment on standby. Do as many exciting, fun, thrilling things that you can while you're in this kind of pattern. No one can exactly make the decision except you of how long one should wait. Just be careful, because it doesn't seem perfectly fair of him to leave you kind of in suspension this way.
Right. So John? Go ahead,
darling.
Can I ask a question?
You want to ask a question? Go on, Dawn.
Yeah, I just was wondering, after he does get his, like you said, in September, you know, after all this time waiting for him, is he going to choose to be with me, or is he going to be with other people? I mean, I'm wasting my time here. Is he going to decide he's going to want to be free and test out the waters now? Or am I going to be pushed aside? How is that going to work? I'm scared I'm going to get hurt.
Right. Well, I think that he is a decent man at the bottom of all this. I feel he's going through a traumatic time at the moment. He's a man who is used to being in charge. He likes to make the decisions. I feel that the right way to do this is to allow him to make the moves. You've got to live your life, but I do not feel that you're going to end up eventually cast aside and hurt. I feel that he will make a proper move, but you can't really preempt this. You can't push him. So all you can do, Dawn, is allow this man to make the moves. And I feel that by the time we get to the end of June, you will realize that he's actually done this divorce matter and issued proceedings. And I know that he will have told you. He's a man that takes his time about doing things, but he will do them and he will get there in the end. Dawn, thank you very much for calling in this evening. We will no doubt speak again in the future. Do give us a ring in June and let's see that what I've said is right. Thank you very much, Dawn.
Bye, darling.
Thank you, Dawn. Is it possible to speak to Kelly? Hello, is the Kelly there?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, hello there. Thank you very much for calling into Psychic World. Yeah, my name's John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Kelly, I know that you've got a number of questions. Let me just, first of all, tune in. Just say hello to me, Kelly.
Hello, John. And hello, Countess Starella.
Right, that's enough. I've got something here, yeah? I get it on the vibration of the voice, Kelly, you see. As soon as I hear the vibration of your voice, I can make a connection, you see. You've been on the phone recently. You're looking for a new appointment. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, absolutely. For job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been on the phone. You've been looking for a new appointment. This is something that... Have you been doubting that they're going to pay you enough?
Yes, that is a concern of mine, but I'm willing to take a pay cut just to get a job.
That's right. You are going to get the job, but you're worried that they're not going to pay you enough. But let me tell you this, Kelly. Once you get this position, yeah, have you in the past been in a role of a supervisor or an under manager?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Very psychic, me, Kelly, and I'm telling you that you will again. You will be up the ladder very quickly, because the way where you're going to get this job, and you will get it, by the way. And I'd feel that you're going to get a connection on Friday. Did you speak to them today?
No, but I did get an email saying that they're trying to work it out. I mean, this job I want is in Binsalem. Would I get that particular opportunity?
You're going to get the job you want, but you've had communication today. Tell me I'm right.
I did get an update saying that they are working on it, yes.
Well, there you go, Kelly. Can't say I'm not psychic. But what you've got to say here is take that chance. All right, it might not be the ideal package to start with, but what is going to happen is that once you get there and you've got your feet under the table, then it's all going to fall into place. And what
Can
happens...
Can I show you...
What, oh, I say you've got to say yes.
No, I'm saying the company's name called Airline Hydraulics. Is that the one?
Yeah, it seems to me right. Yeah, I mean, I don't hear that name. All I hear is what I'm being told, yeah? And what I'm being told is that you're going to be made an offer that doesn't seem that attractive, but it will be once you get yourself in there, because there is a step up the ladder very quickly, because they will recognise that you've got the ability to meet the challenges of the job, and that you will be given a better remuneration package. It may take 6 months, but Kelly, take that chance. That's not the main reason you phoned this evening, though, is it?
No, it's not.
Romance is in the air, as it always is with you, Kelly. But Kelly, before we go there... I think this is going to take a little bit. Will you please speak to Countess Starella and just for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to take a break, and if you'll stay on the line. Countess Starella.
Yes, Kelly, tell us what's going on. Is this concerning someone you are now seeing?
I haven't seen him, but he has been texting me. It's somebody I dated. He started texting me a few weeks back, and he has been consistent, except last week he was sick and then took a week. He texted me all day yesterday, and then went quiet again today. I just don't understand it. Why, you know, he just doesn't make the move.
How old is he?
He is 42.
And how long have you known him?
We know each other for over a year and a half.
Goodness dear, that's long enough for him to get his stability in line. This one, I would be lighthearted and fun-loving without expecting too much, because pinning him down to a consistent, steady, dependable, you know, routine is not easy. Even though he's got feelings, even though he cares, do you feel like this is the guy? Have you got a serious attachment to him? A chemistry, a real emotional bond?
Yes, I have this connection I cannot remove for some reason. I have been trying to date others and just nobody else come around that's right. I'm not saying I'm trying to eliminate other people. Just nobody seemed to be able to. I just don't have that same connection with anybody else, just with him. For some reason, it was just easy.
That is a heart and soul connection that sometimes has a deeper meaning, often past lives or a twin or a soulmate of some sort. But just be careful. As long as you don't expect too much, with no unrealistic expectations, but you're going to have a chance to talk to him and tell him and tell him that you would appreciate a little clearer communication.
You will, yes, I'm sure you will. Kelly, will you stay on the line, please, and speak to me directly after this little break? Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World with John G. Sutton and his amazing co-host, namely me, Countess Starella. Welcome back, folks. We're talking about you and superstitions and the magic in the air. John?
We are indeed. Have we still got Kelly on the line?
Yes, hello. This is Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, yeah, the new success story, Kelly. I know that from what you were saying to the Countess before the break, about this man and how you feel an affinity with him, and you feel that there is a certain connection that is of a spiritual level. Would you say that that's right?
I don't know what it is, John. I just can't seem to let him go for some reason.
I don't think you need to let him go. I think you need to nurture this, and I think you need to bring him forward. I feel that there's going to be a much closer connection, but it's round about August time. Has there been talk of, like, taking a weekend together?
No. He just has been flirting. He actually tried to meet me, but that has not worked out. He actually canceled our meet last minute, asked for rain check, and I was too busy. I couldn't do it.
All right. Well, this man, he will connect, and there will be a weekend where you do connect. And I feel it seems a little bit of a way off, but August is not that far, Kelly. And I do feel that is going to happen. If we go back in your family, maybe three generations, do you have a link into England, into the United Kingdom?
I don't.
Because I see something to do with England, but specifically the part of England around London. There's definitely going to be some connections with London in your family.
Into England. I was born in Taiwan. I'm Asian.
All right, yeah. But do you have members of your family that have moved to London?
No, I know of. I mean, I personally visited with my mom.
You've been to London
a few years back. Oh yes.
Yeah. No, well, I can see London, but I know that there's some connections to London. Yeah, because I can see the Tower. Did you go all round the Houses of Parliament around that area, Big Ben? And
of course.
Yeah, I could just see all that. You see, it's in your mind. You see, it's around you. I know there's a reason for me seeing London. Yeah, and you want to go again, don't you, Kelly?
Yes, I have a friend there that I met online that, you know, he's from London. He actually does live in London.
Give me a break, Kelly.
We haven't met yet.
There we go.
Give me a break. I know there's a connection with London, yeah? And you will go again, yeah, and you will have a wonderful time. But the man that you want to know, is he going to connect? He is. It takes his time. You can't push it. Let him make the moves, and it will work. All right?
Well,
just
can I ask
give
you
him
one
that
question?
Time. Take this job. They'll restructure the pay package once you've got your feet under the table and you're moving up the management ladder. Go for it, Kelly.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling in this evening.
Thank you both. Have a great
evening, dear.
Too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Now, we've got a lot of callers on the line, and we are going to take them one at a time. But before we go any further, Countess, I feel a strange desire to sing you a song.
Oh, I love it when that mood hits.
Why would you like that? Should I sing you a song, yeah?
Sure.
All right. Do you want to hit me with a key? Up a lazy river by the old mill stream. Lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger a while in the shade of a tree. Throw away your troubles, dreamer, dream with me.
Up a lazy river where the robin's song wakes a brand new morning where we just roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy we'll be. Up a lazy river with me. Take it away, John.
Up a lazy river by the old mill run. Lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. You linger a while in the shade of a tree. Throw away your troubles, baby, dream with me.
Up a lazy river where the robin's song wakes a brand new morning where we just roll along. Blue skies up above, everyone alone. Up a lazy river, how happy we'll be. Up a lazy river with me.
Yeah, up a lazy river where the robin's song wakes a brand new morning we can roll along. Up the skies above, as long as we're in love. Up a lazy river, lazy river. Up a lazy river with me. You were brilliant, Countess.
Yahoo!
and our rubbish. We've got a caller on the line. Is it possible to speak to Frankie? Hello? Is there anybody there?
Yes,
no,
there
Frankie.
Is,
oh, we've got Michelle. Okay, Michelle. Can we speak to Michelle, please?
Sure, why not?
Hello, Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You can hear me, Michelle. Very good. Okay. You've got a question that you want to ask, yeah? You've been concerned about money, Michelle, because there's money coming to you.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
This year sees you making some financial progress that you may have doubted that you could do it, yeah? But this year you do make a leap forward, yeah? And give me a second, yeah? And also, have you had some reasons to go to a place called Los Angeles?
No, I haven't.
Because there's going to be a connection ahead with Los Angeles. I can see the airport at Los Angeles. I know I've been to the airport at Los Angeles. Yeah, it's a massive, great place. And you're going to Los Angeles, yeah? There's also going to be romance immediately ahead. If you want to ask me a specific question, then you can do so. Please do so, Michelle.
Well, I've called before, and, you know, we had spoke about a gentleman that was coming back into my life. He has.
Good,
about a month.
Yeah.
That's a little awkward. A little awkward, but it's been really good.
Well, it's good that I seem to recall telling you that he would come back into your life. This may very well be a collective effort that actually brings you together towards success. Just have a quick word with Countess Starella.
Wow, okay. It seems like good days are ahead. As usual, the woman is in control of the situation, keeping an eye out, being observant and optimistic. Just guide him along, dear. Tell him what you need and be ferociously optimistic. This looks really interesting, as though something that pulled you together is really beautiful. Don't you feel glad that there's this reconnect?
Yes, I do.
Then stay with it and help him to be his best self. John?
Yeah, okay, I do feel that, Michelle. Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, has this man worn glasses?
No.
Because there's something to do with having eye tests, yeah? I can see something to do with eye tests. Maybe he needs his eyes tested, yeah? But there's something to do with glasses. You're going to see this man wearing glasses. Now, I don't think it's anything very serious, are you with me? But it's just going to be something that when he puts these glasses on, he looks slightly different. But I think you're going to say that these actually do suiting Michelle, yeah? But there's more money coming this year. This is a breakthrough year for you, yeah? I do feel that your romance is on track and that you are going to be very happy. And the month that I feel it all falls into place is September, October, into that period of time. So, Michelle, you are going to actually do this, and it's time that you did feel happy. But money comes, and that helps to resolve matters. Thank you very much for calling in, Michelle. I hope we've been of help.
As usual. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back. We'll be back. We're having a break.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's Voices of Women.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. And write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. We were saying earlier that Countess Starella has an amazing, incredible chat room on Orainum.com. Just tell us a little bit about that, Countess.
Orainum is one of the most fascinating venues I have ever performed in. It is like a little friendly living room where I, Queen of the Universe, offer you insights on every subject under the sun and guarantee that you will leave happier and more contented than when you entered. I love it. Orainum.com. I am there every single night and almost every day.
Right. Okay. That's wonderful. Yeah. Countess Starella, you can find that. And you can find Psychic John G. I work on Orainum as well. Or you can locate me through psychicworld.net, which is my website. It's got over 100,000 words written in my blog, all my articles, all my columns from the newspaper Psychic World, of which I have been the feature editor for 22 years.
Yay!
Which is, it's a lifetime, really. It seems hard to think back. In fact, it was 24 years I've been writing for the paper, but I've been the feature editor for 22. And, ladies and gentlemen, write down this number, because next week you're going to call in to Psychic World. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. This evening's special topic is superstitions. And people have a superstition about Friday the 13th. We were talking about earlier about there being no 13th floor in many hotels. Mm-hmm. But Friday the 13th is said to be an unlucky day. I must say, I mean, I've been around quite a while. I haven't found it to be a particularly unlucky day for myself. What about you, Countess?
No, neither have I. As a matter of fact, just triskaidekaphobia. I haven't really felt that. It seems more like exciting things happen on that day. Fun things.
Fun things. I must say, I haven't noticed anything particularly different about the day. But as you say, triskaidekaphobia is the term for people who have an abnormal fear of Friday the 13th. Another superstition that I can't say whether it works or not is that a rabbit's foot brings good luck. I wouldn't think it would be if you were a rabbit.
Poor baby. Poor bunnykins.
Come here, rabbit, let's just have that foot. No, it can't be, but people do carry a rabbit's foot around for good luck. Have you ever tried it?
When I was a kid, yes, everybody had one. Now, another one that you just reminded me of is finding a feather. People often say, oh, I was visited by an angel. I found a feather, and we want to collect and hold on to them because it's such fun.
Well, strangely enough, I mean, people I've spoken to do, and I frequently see this, that they have found feathers in the room where they don't have feather duvets or feather pillows, but feathers do appear. Perhaps visitations from the angels. I do believe that the spirit world do leave us signs.
Yes.
They do leave us signs. One of the things that people believe is bad luck is to break a mirror. That may come from the Lady of Shalott, the mirror cracked from side to side. That's a line from Alfred Lord Tennyson's The Lady of Shalott. So I don't know if you believe that breaking mirrors is good luck or bad luck. It's supposed to be bad luck. Have you had an experience of that?
Because I am so good at programming good fortune and good luck, even when there is a slight ripple in the fabric of joyous, blissful control, those mirror things do seem to throw me off target for a day or so, but I quickly regain my balance thanks to the power of the all that is, the Alpha and the Omega, constantly guiding us to Nirvana and Samadhi.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want some guaranteed good luck, pop into the Arenum chat room and see Countess Starella, and she will reprogram you, because if you've broken a mirror, that's the place to go, yeah? And one of the things that people do is they believe that garlic protects them from vampires.
I don't know about
if you actually believe in vampires, but I believe in what I'd call psychic vampires. That's people who suck the energy from you. People who you've been with them 10 minutes and you think, have I been here half an hour, an hour? You know, they just drain all your energy. I believe that they're psychic vampires.
Yes, indeed. And those are the ones you want to avoid. Some creatures energize you and some take everything you have, throwing you into a near narcoleptic coma from all their dark energy. Ouch.
A narcoleptic coma. There's a phrase for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be having people Googling away. They're saying, I wonder what a narcoleptic coma is. Yeah.
Well, listen, that just reminds me of something hilarious. When I went to take my driving test, the guy says, I know you work too many hours. I said, yeah. Would narcolepsy prohibit me from having a license?
Well, yeah. I think it probably would. I mean, you're driving in a somnambulistic state. There you go. There's a nice little word for you, somnambulistic. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. You're certainly a wordsmith, Johnny darling.
Yeah. And do you believe that, do you have any superstitions concerning your date of birth?
No, because I was found by gypsies and we really don't know the exact date. So my mother let me choose. So I chose Christmas. I figured I'd be pretty foolproof if I took that one.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, I mean, I was born on the 6th of August. All those people who are preparing to send me presents.
Yes,
it's the 6th of August. Just write that down, folks, yeah?
All right.
The same birthday as Alfred Lord Tennyson, who was a poet, and Shelley the poet.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder you're so literary.
Yeah, and I Love Lucy. She was born on the 6th of August as well. Lucille Ball.
I love her.
Yeah, she's a very vivacious character. I used to love her show, I Love Lucy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of our show this evening. This is Psychic World. You can catch Countess Starella on Arenum.com, and you can catch myself, John G. Sutton. But do call in next week. It's 1-800-930-2819. You've been a wonderful audience. I've been John G. Sutton, and this is Countess Starella. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week. Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer. Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now. Join Ari Lauer Friday, May 23rd at East West Bookshop, Seattle for personalized transformational life coaching sessions 12 to 7 p.m. Call East West Bookshop 1-800-587-6002 and set up an appointment. Transformational life coach Ari Lauer blends her years of training and coaching with the wisdom of essential oils to offer advice on many levels, allowing her clients to open towards healing the past and stepping into the life that they are meant to be living right now. Visit eastwestbookshop.com. Join Ari Lauer on Saturday, May 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle for essential oil healing. Ari's own incredible journey back to wellness from heavy metal poisoning using doTERRA essential oils. Now guided by her angels, Ari shares these healing secrets. You too can use these amazing essential oils to give your body what it needs to heal. Learn how Ari went from desperate and sick to vital and empowered. Register now at eastwestbookshop.com or call 1-800-587-6002.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com. Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellness1.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellness1.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistique Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistique Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425 425- 855-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.